Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It is sure a delight to have you back with us today. We are going to rejoin a guest that we had just a couple of days ago. Her name is Doreen South. She's a remarkable lady who does so many different things and helps people heal when they need help in that regard. You know, the question is, how can people heal the grief felt when they lose a loved one or they have a relationship that goes bad, they've lost a pet, their finances are, you know, in terrible shape, and they have an illness going on. Anyway, with unprecedented wars, increasing political unrest, a crime and violence all around, a lot of people are struggling. They're having big problems, and they really do need help. Our guest, Doreen, is really a remarkable lady. We spent a lot of time on the phone with her the other day, and it's just great to be able to bring her back on. We're having a little bit of typical telephone issues right now. Hopefully she will be back with us. She was with us a moment ago. And I want to tell you about it. One of the big things she does, she is a reputable spiritual worker who has safely demonstrated the sacred gifts of connecting people with their ancestors, angels, and divine helpers. These amazing celestial beings of light gently guide spiritual growth and emotional healing and supporting people to achieve greater degrees of wellness and awareness and purpose. And another term for such a gifted person really is a conduit for spirit. She's a specialist in holistic counseling as well. She also is earned and has earned a reputable conduct for spirit and global traditional worker. She's certified by the First Nation Education Institute and has many years of formal training. To put it simply, she is a highly sought-after spiritual practitioner who communicates with angels, divine helpers, and spirit guides. And she's a biological cell phone connection between the earth world and the divine spirit world. That means heaven, in case you don't recognize that. So, you know, Doreen, as I pointed out, we were having a little bit of telephone difficulties with Doreen, and I'm going to see if we can get her on. But we have a guest also who is with us today. Is this Alice standing by? Alice or Doreen? Hello?
Doreen.
Doreen, oh, this is you. Good enough. I'm glad you're there.
Yes.
We were having a little issue.
I made it through.
Welcome back. Listen, you know, we had a lot of lovely comments about your appearance here the other day, and it's just great. I know we talked about many different things. I wanted the question I had for you that I didn't get a chance to ask you the other day, and I really would love for you to clear up something for me. I am amazed at what you do and how you can communicate via telephone or going Zoom with people on the other side of the world and connect them with their ancestors or, you know, their heavenly angels, whoever they might be. My question is, how does one learn how to do this? You're not born with this ability to communicate with those on the other side. It's something you have to learn. How about you? How did you learn this?
Well, we are actually born with the capacities. We're born with a whole myriad of spiritual gifts and abilities. It takes discipline. It takes having a teacher, a master, who is knowledgeable in how this works, the spiritual mechanisms work. And there are many people who are out there that go to psychic fairs and do readings, and I respect that. They may not necessarily have any formal discipline or training in what they do. They just do what they do. We can expand and unfold. I like the word unfold as opposed to the word develop, because I think of things that are physical. Our bodies develop, trees develop, plants develop, right? We develop subdivisions. But when it comes to our spirituality, our gifts, I like to think of unfolding, an infinite unfolding, a continuous capacity to achieve more in these beautiful abilities. So we're born with it. We can utilize it, some more than others, but we can also choose to gain knowledge and practicum and do things more correct and create a more safe environment for people who choose to seek out this type of spiritual help and guidance.
Well, I know this is it's a remarkable ability you have, and I know that it helps a lot of people. Some people may wonder, how can it help them? How do you help somebody who you know, they've lost a loved one, they've lost a pet, or whatever it might be? Give me an idea of some of the ways that people are relieved when you're able to connect them with someone who has passed over to the other side. And I'm referring, obviously, to individuals, not so much pets. But I know you can connect with pets, and that's a whole different ballgame, I guess. But how does this help people when they can have the chance to talk to a loved one who has passed? Give me an idea.
There's a current situation with a woman who has just gone on her spirit walk. For the last year or so, I have been working with two specific members of the family, her adult daughters, where they call and they check in. To get insight into her, shall we say, progress or decline, and being able to connect with their helpers and also connect with their mother's spirit, although still in the body, able to give them accurate details of, you know, where she's at. For example, one time they called me and said, you know, we're concerned about her. And, you know, what can you tell us? And as I channeled that, I said she's losing use of her legs. She's falling more. She needs, you know, some attention and assistance to that. So they checked in with the assisted living home that she was in, and that was exactly the report that they got, is that they're finding that, you know, she's not able to hold herself up. She falls out of bed. She can't get from one chair to the other. And so we've traveled this journey, and even to the point where the mom was saying, I want to leave. I want to go home, meaning heaven. And I said to the adult daughters, you know, she needs a priest. She needs a priest. And this will give her that gentle signal that it's safe for her to return home. So they had a priest come in, do the last rites, and within 2 days she passed. And they said, she smiled and she said thank you when they had brought the priest in. So it's this type of guidance where they're given this additional information, and or it confirms what they feel they need to be doing for a loved one's comfort. All right. And so the woman passed away actually last night around 10:30, I think. She went quietly. And I was even told by their helpers that one of the adult daughters, and a specific one, I'm not going to mention names, would be sitting with the grandmother when she passed, and that's exactly what happened.
It's interesting when someone passes, they have gone on their spirit walk. I have not heard that term. That's very interesting indeed. That's a whole new adventure for them. Am I right? It really is
because when, you know, a lot of people, Doug, talk about life and death. It's not life and death. It's birth and rebirth. So as these spirit beings, we birth into a physical existence. And then when this physical house we call a body can no longer be repaired, can no longer sustain the occupant, we rebirth back to the spirit world. So it's not life and death. It's birth and rebirth, and therefore they're going on their spirit walk.
That's a very interesting, that's a lovely way to put it, really. You know, I mentioned pets before. Can you contact pets? Is that possible?
Yes. I have worked with pets, even at a distance. Actually, the person who had informed me that she'd be calling in this morning to give testimonial is a horse person. And we're at a distance from one another, but we have our sessions, and she'll say, oh, I need to know about this horse. And because horses have spirits too, pets have spirits, I'm able to tune into that animal and talk about what's going on with it. The same way I connect with people, I can connect with animals even at a distance, and I talk as if my body is the body of the animal. And I'll say, my left hind quarter, there's a kink in there. I feel like I sprained my I don't even know the terminology. I don't know horse terminology, but yeah. Their ankle and I'm able to say what their mood is and how they're behaving, and the owners are able to validate that. But it gives them insight, and I may receive a message like the horse needs an animal chiropractor, needs adjustments on the back. It's out. And so they'll get the animal chiropractor, and the adjustments are made, and the horse is good. I've worked with dogs. I have this one particular story where it was actually a pet grooming shop, a private pet grooming shop, and they asked me to come in and just, they had advertised it. And there was this one where the dog, a fair-sized dog, seemed very anxious to be with me. And when the dog was brought up, put the front paws on my thighs and just stared at me and told me that the oldest daughter was picking on her twin brothers a lot. And he didn't know what to do about it because he has to be kind to all the humans, right? But it upset him. And so the mom was there. And so I told the mom. And the boys were there, and the boys said, yeah, Mom, she's always picking on us and making us cry. So the dog told on the girl in order to keep the boys safe.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
That can be so amazing and can so comforting to people who have lost pets, that get so attached to them, to be able to actually communicate and to know that the pet is comfortable and not in pain, and you can do that. That's remarkable. Do you remember?
It comes through.
I was going to ask if you can remember your first spirit rescue, and that's the way to put it,
gosh.
I guess. Do you?
Yes, I do. I do actually, and it was quite a number of years ago. I would say actually about 33 years ago. Was the first spirit rescue, and I was called to a home in Cleveland, Ohio, and I went, and I had two of my three children with me, a 3-year-old and an infant, and I traveled all that way because this young woman was terrified. So I went, and she gave up her bedroom for me and the kids, and my 3-year-old was in bed with me, and the little one was in a bassinet on the floor. So, of course, there's morning feed, get up, warm up the formula, feed the baby, change the baby, burp the baby, and back to bed. Now, to sleep, and it's about 3:30 in the morning, I look over at the doorway, and there's a full-figure apparition of a man. And now, I know this is going to sound funny, Doug, but it's truly what I said. I had traveled all that day. I was tired. And I looked at this apparition. I said, not tonight. I'm tired. And I went to roll over and to lift my right arm to roll over. And I could not lift my arm. And then I'm thinking, okay, my 3-year-old somehow has rolled over on my arm. And that's why I can't lift it. So yeah. I thought, no, I need to move. I'm not comfortable. I lifted my arm up and looked over at my little one. He was sound asleep, undisturbed. So this apparition had caused me to have that paralysis. And I looked over. I said, no, I'm tired. I've driven all day. Every word is the truth. I'll swear on any holy relic you have. That bed raised off the floor.
No, really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It raised off the floor. I was clinging to the sheets, and then I looked over and I said, you can mess with me, but you're not going to mess around when my kids are in the room. I said, fine, I'll help you. So the bed gently went down. I got up. I got the owner of the home. We sat down. And I kept saying, I don't want to do this because I hadn't done a rescue before, but I have to do this. And I kept going back and forth. And she looked at me. She said, Doreen, are you okay? And I said, yeah. I said, I don't want to do this, but I have to do it. And then my spirit teacher spoke directly to me and said, Doreen, you can do anything with our help. And with that, well, I did the first rescue.
Wow. That's remarkable. It's interesting that you went there. Now, you're based in Canada. You're in Ontario.
That's right.
But you went to Ohio and took your kids with you.
I went to Ohio. And I took my kids with me because it felt that urgent. Yeah.
I'm prompted to ask you, were your kids there? Did they see this or not? Did you keep them somewhere else?
Well, no. Remember, it was a 3-year-old. And an infant. So I removed them from the room.
Right. All right. Good. Okay.
Yeah. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning now, right? So I put them safely into another room and did the rescue.
Very good. Listen, your guest Alice is with us. Would you like me to bring her on the line with us? She is here.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Let's bring her on. Alice, welcome. You're on the air with Doreen South. How are you? And welcome.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, by the way? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norwood, New York.
Norwood, New York. All right. Well, welcome. Nice to have you here. Doreen, go ahead and talk to her.
Oh, hi, Alice. I'm so happy you made the call in. What would you like to share?
Well, I'd like to share Benny's story because I thought it was pretty amazing how I found him. And I thought what was even more amazing, before I found him, you told me that I was going to, and you basically described my horse. So I had to retire my other horse, Toby. And I was looking for a new partner. I do dressage. And I was looking for a horse that really wanted to do, was made to do this job and would be happy in it. So I asked you about it, and you just literally described this guy, big chestnut with white and just a sweet, sweet soul. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting, but, you know, I haven't really started looking yet. How is this even going to happen? So for whatever reason, I started looking on the internet one late night and found this horse on one of the websites that I was looking for. So I went to try him, and the rest is history. I just really, everything about him was really right, and he's been a really good friend and just a very perfect partner for me. So, yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. It's how Benny came into my life. It just all fell into place.
Is that the crux of the story of how you found him? I was wondering if you were going to, had you communicated with him, but that's not part of the story. Is that right?
Yeah, well, this is the intro, and it's not part of the story, but Doreen actually has communicated with him. And what can I say? It's always right on.
So let me ask you a question. She has communicated with him. He's alive. He hasn't passed away, right? He's alive. And you're working with him in Versage, is that right?
Yes, he's in my barn, and I'm, in fact, going to ride him about 10.
Very good. So what's the benefit of Doreen communicating with him? How does that help you or the horse? Tell me.
Good question. What actually it does is points me in a direction that I felt was right, but it was confirming. And this horse is like finding a needle in the haystack, literally. Temperament and breeding and just general consciousness. These guys, they're really, they don't come along every day. And
so the point
Alice,
is she helped you find him. That's really it. That's the important part. Am I right?
Yeah, that is the important part. And when I've been a little, he required a lot of rehabbing, even though he's a high-end horse. And Doreen was helpful with that also, you know. So,
well, that's a little different aspect of what we're talking about here, but that's really great to hear. So will you go back to Doreen and have her re-communicate with your horse, you know, eventually again if he needs help?
Yes, you bet.
You will.
Absolutely.
Does it amaze you that she can do this? Does it amaze you that she can do this?
I'm always amazed, always kind of like just gobstruck that this is part of what we have as humans and what we can access. And that Doreen is, in my opinion, quite an amazing channel.
I think that's remarkable. Godstruck is probably really a very good way to put it. Alice, that's an interesting story. Thank you for calling in to tell us about it. We really appreciate it. Doreen, you want to say anything more to Alice while she's on the line with us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
Alice, you know, how do you find the experiences when we connect and you ask about the horse's, you know, physical well-being or their temperament and what's channeled regarding that?
I think you're right on. You have been right on. He had a laceration that looked pretty evil recently. Well, a couple months ago, and because he's so important to me, and I believe I'm important to him, I was super concerned about it. And I checked in with Doreen, and Doreen, you were pretty like, yeah, this is just going to be fine. So it just made me feel a whole lot better about treating him and, you know, not worrying. So, yeah, so it's kind of, Doreen is my support system when it comes to a lot of these things.
I can understand that. And she can let you know how the horse is doing, how the horse feels, and where he might be hurting, which is astonishing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Alice, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
Alice. Continue. Good luck with your horse, okay? My goodness, yes.
You're
all right.
Awesome. Yep. Bye.
Very good. All right. Doreen, that's really interesting. Do you have other clients like that, you know, who have animals or may want you to communicate and find out how they feel, how they are doing? You're their conduit.
I have a few. Primarily I've worked with horses. And, you know, there's this one, again, dressage. It seems to be a very popular horse. And I was called out quite regularly to the farm where it was kept and nurtured, and I called it the princess. This horse was like a princess, very temperamental. And one day I got called out because the princess kept acting out when in the arena, indoor arena, being trained. So I went, I drove out and sat in the arena, and I watched the owner with the horse on the lead and giving hand signals and words. And then at one point, the hand signal was the arm extended outward, and the owner said, out, and the horse acted up. And the owner just looked at me like, what the heck? So I came out of the stands, and I like to do When I'm physically with the horse, I like to do head-to-head. I like to touch. So I did forehead to forehead. I asked the horse, like, what's going on? And the horse showed me outdoors, showed me the paddocks outdoors, the lush green grass. So out meant something different to Princess than it did to the owner in training. So I said to the owner, you know, when it's time to feed on the grass, what command do you use? And she said, out. I said, you can't use both. It has to be one for eating outside. The other has to be when you need the horse to extend away from you. So she corrected that and didn't have any more problems with that part of the horse's training.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's good to know. You have such amazing gifts. I want to point out, by the way, anybody who's listening who did not hear the previous broadcast we did with Tori, she has an amazing website. If you're interested in getting in touch with her, you know, for any of these unique abilities she has to communicate with either past, you know, pets who've passed or individuals, the website is very simple. It's her name. It's DoreenSouth.com. Go to DoreenSouth.com. You will learn about the many different things she does. You know, she does seminars. She speaks. She's a keynote speaker, and she has individual services that she can help you with. And obviously, if you're interested in contacting some loved one you have who has passed over recently or a long time ago, Doreen is the one you need to talk to. Doreen, by the way, how long, the other day when we were talking, you communicated with someone who apparently had passed over within a matter of days. I always thought it took some time, you know, for someone to pass over before you could communicate with them. But that's not true. How long does it typically take, you know, when someone dies?
It depends on the culture. You know, for the Mohawk people, for the Haudenosaunee people, they say you need to wait a year after the 10-day feast in order to leave time for their spirit to acclimate to spirit world. So they say wait a year before you disturb them. So different cultures have different time frames. So when I have someone come to me who's of a culture where there's a time frame, I ask, is this within the time frame? And if they say, well, it's early, then I need to ask Creator Spirit for permission to connect with that in order to respect the culture. And if the connection is made, then it's blessed by the Creator for this communication to happen. Right? So it can be almost immediately. It can be later. And the spirit that's requested isn't always the first one through. So if I could share a really quick story on that, I had this couple come to see me, and the woman was doing the talking, and we want to hear from his biological mom. She was very insistent. So closed my eyes, asked permission of Creator, and this woman came through, and she was describing, you know, how she had died. And the physical woman, the female partner, goes,
Doreen, hate to interrupt you. We're going to run out of time here. We're just going to have to do more of these broad talks with you.
We will.
Such amazing information. It was great to have Alice come in and join us, and I'm glad you arranged it. People, I'm sure they're gobsucked that you can be able to do this and help her. Anyway, our guest is Doreen South. Folks, look up her website. She does remarkable things and communicates with those who passed over. It's real. She's not kidding. DoreenSouth.com is her website. If you go there, you'll find out all the information you need to know about her and how to get in touch with her. Doreen, I love chatting with you. Thank you so much for doing this again.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay. We're on our way.
You too.
Time is up. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Bye.